This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
And the Sunland Throwdown happening Saturday and Sunday. Terry Brock, one of the organizers, getting ready for it. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
Well, I know that you've got lots of things to do today to get ready for this inaugural event. Talk about what's going to be happening Saturday and Sunday.
Boy, I'll tell you, yes, and things are getting really busy around here. We're putting people in place and stuff. The teams are starting to roll in now. What we're going to be doing on Saturday is we're going to cook up a bunch of food. Folks are going to come in. They'll buy some tokens and trade your tokens for all kinds of barbecued foods and also spirits. We've got brew, we got wineries, and we got cideries coming here.
Well, a lot going on, and I know a lot of planning involved. In fact, you're out at the park right now, right?
That's right. Yeah, I've been here since about 5 o'clock this morning, just kind of getting things laid out and so on. And I'll tell you, it's starting to get a little bit busy right now. Teams are coming in. We got a team that came in from Idaho last night. Got a team from California, somewhere between Fresno and Roseburg, I think. And just folks are starting to pop in now.
And this not only is just barbecuing for fun, but this is a sanctioned barbecue competition. Who even knew there was a sanctioning organization for barbecue?
Yeah, speak of the devil. I'm standing right here in front of Dale. Dale represents the Pacific Northwest Barbecue. He came down from Washington last night, yesterday, spent the night in the Motel 6 here in Sutherland. And he's helping us get it all laid out. And they'll do some pop-up classes this afternoon, is that right, Dale?
Yeah, 5 to 8.
5 to 8. Do some pop-up classes. In other words, they're going to kind of help some of the barbecue teams out, show them how to present their foods and just some of the taste profiles and stuff that they're looking for the judging, which will happen on Sunday.
Wow. So Saturday, you've got all the barbecue going on, the beverages. You've also got cornhole. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People are still signing up. It's crazy how many people we got signing up last night. We got a big cornhole tournament. We're actually offering $5,000 in cash payout. That'll be going on during the whole time. It'll be a two-day tournament. Each team will come in. They'll play 8 games on Saturday, and what that will do is that'll seed them. We got some pretty good players coming in, and we got some players that are kind of like me that aren't really good. But once you play your 8 games around robin, it gives us a pretty good idea of how to seed you, and then we'll make sure that we put you in a bracket where you can play competitively, and that will start on Sunday. So we'll have an A, B, and a C bracket, and then you'll play 2 more games of warm-up, and then it'll be a double elimination tournament from there out.
Wow. So a big event going on, including tomorrow night, some music.
That's right. Yeah, we got Jessie Lee coming back. We had her last year. She was here with Music Off Central. Great. Just a great performance and just really meshes really well with the crowd. And we thought, if we're going to have barbecue and brew, we got to have Jessie here too. So, yeah, she'll be showing up. I think she's going to show up a little bit early because she's looking forward to some barbecue herself.
Well, and in fact, she's scheduled to be on with us this afternoon on Umpqua Valley Live at 4. We'll feature some of her music and talk with her there as well.
Super duper. Yeah, her concert will start at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So, yeah, if folks want to come out and listen to Jessie Lee and enjoy some nice time in the park. The park is looking good. I got to give kudos to the city of Sutherland. These folks have been working really hard. They got it looking snappy. And it's something that we can be pretty proud of here in Douglas County.
Now, the competition aspect of the barbecuing is on Sunday. Talk about how that's going to work.
Okay, yes. So Sunday, these teams they're going to be dialed in. They're looking for to win some of that cash. We put up $10,000, and these folks are trying to earn their way to the Jack Daniels or the Kansas City Royal. So They'll be cooking all night Saturday night, cooking their slow cooks. On Sunday, starting at about 11 o'clock, they'll have a turn-in. It's called a four-meat main. So they'll turn in their pork at 11 o'clock, 5 minutes before, 5 minutes after. And then their second turn-in will be brisket. And that'll be at 12 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, they're going to turn in their chicken thighs. And then at 2 o'clock, they'll turn in ribs, pork ribs, And then the scoring will take place. They'll tabulate all the scores and stuff, and we'll do awards. Are you thinking, what, maybe 4, 5 o'clock or so? Between 4 and 5 o'clock. So we'll turn out awards then. About that time, I think, is when the cornhole competition should be wrapping up as well.
Wow. So people can go out there, watch the competition, sample the barbecue, enjoy the beverages, maybe watch the cornhole. Now, is it too late to get signed up for cornhole?
No. Folks, sign up. And I'll tell you what, if you're not real good at signing up, which I'm not, show up. Show up here in the morning at about 8:30, between 8 and 8:30, show up here and we'll get you registered in. Our goal is 100+, and we're going to hit that goal. So I've set a new goal. We're going to go for 150 teams.
Wow. Boy, this is turning into a big event. Sutherland Throwdown, and you've been preparing for this for months.
That's true. Kyle, Lisa and I, we have been traveling all over Pacific Northwest. We've gone to competitions down in California, up around Seattle, all over in Oregon as well, just to kind of scope it out and see how it's done. And we've come up with some pretty good ideas. Now we're going to try them out. And Douglas County, come on out. Try some of this barbecue. You're going to get some special treats. We've got one guy coming in from up north. He does an open pit cooking. He's got an alligator. He's got a hog. Some other things that we're going to be cooking up too. And some of the other teams are, you know, Saturday is going to be the day that they're going to just bust out their recipe book and cook what they like to cook, what they enjoy to cook, and what they really are proud to serve.
All right, good stuff going on out in Sutherland at the Throwdown. And what are the hours again for Saturday and Sunday?
Okay. Hey, so something I did want to shout out there was we've got the SKP Park going to be here early. Tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, they will have breakfast, or 300 breakfast. So if you need a little breakfast, come on in. Between 8 and 10, they'll serve that breakfast. And then about 10 o'clock is when we're going to start selling tokens. So you can come in. I don't expect for all the barbecue and all the brew to be set up at that time, but about noon is when things are starting to roll. The teams, they know, they'll have food on the table and be ready to start greeting folks. That time will be pretty much the same on Sunday as well. Now, Sunday won't be quite as big a sampling, so if you're really, really, really counting on barbecue, get out here Saturday. But if you can't make Saturday, come out on Sunday. We got some teams that want to sample on Sunday as well, and we'll have some brew and some wine around here too.
All right, a lot going on.
And that'll go until about 5 o'clock on Sunday. Sorry about that.
No, perfect. So SutherlandThrowdown.org's got complete information. Anything else people ought to know?
Well, I'll tell you, we're doing the best we can to mitigate some of this heat. I'll tell you, Oregon Tool, Milo down there and his family, they understand that it's going to be hot out here. So they've donated some coolers. So we're going to have coolers and air and stuff going on. Cody over here at A1 Rentals, we got turbo fans and stuff like that. So if you're scared of the heat, don't let that deter you too much, because we're doing everything we can to do our part and make sure that you're comfortable as well.
Well, you got the splash pad, too. You could just go hang out over there for a while.
No, that's true, too. If you can get the adults out of the way, the kids can go play in that.
All right, good stuff. Sutherland Throwdown happening this weekend. Terry Brock joining us from Central Park. Terry, thanks for being on.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
All right, 8:40 on the Morning Report.